get me to sleep.
בכבוד.
Is Tani then Erev Rosh Hashanah, is that important?
Oh yeah, Shulchan Aruch.
Is it
very important? The Midrash says, that Hashem waives one third of the sins whatever fasts on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gemara Yerushalmi.
Is that the whole day or it's a Chatzos?
No, Chatzos. Yeah.
Okay.
1 o'clock, 5 to 1 even.
So just from the day, not from right before.
From dawn.
From dawn to Chatzos. Thank you.
Right. With your permission, I'd like to learn again Akedat Yitzchak. This is Parashat Vayera. This is chapter 22, sentence 1. This is, if I may say, the most important thing for Rosh Hashanah. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to blow the shofar, that the Gemara says the shofar should be the best from a sheep 13 months old. That this is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I may say, Akedat Yitzchak, that Abraham tried to slaughter Yitzchak. So as we said before, the Zohar and the Ari say it's important to know the kavanot. When the person blows the shofar, he should know the kavanot, and the people as well should know the, what kavanah to have when we hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. How important is the shofar? The Gemara comes and says a statement that if somebody could not hear the shofar, or there's a place that no shofar, but the Gemara says that Chas v'Shalom, the whole year, will not be able to be as good as if that person on that congregation would have the shofar. Not only that, the Gemara comes with the war statement. The Gemara says that Chas v'Shalom, some bad things can happen to a congregation that will not blow the shofar. And some Chachamim even say, if he didn't blow the shofar, not because purposely. We're not talking about somebody on purpose did not blow the shofar. Somebody had an accident. This is the shofar broke, or could not find the shofar, or the man that blew the shofar got sick. We're not talking about purposely, it's what we call mezit, somebody did not blow the shofar. Just by mistake, you know, it was emergency, what we call in America. The Gemara says, emergency also, it's a bad sign for the congregation that didn't blow the shofar. You see how bad it is, and how important it is on the other way to hear the shofar. And Ari and the Zohar says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings in his book, it says it's not just to hear it; you have to know it. You have to have the kavana. If you just heard it, it says and the guy blew it and didn't have any kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah says and the Zohar says it's meaningless. I mean, of course, Hashem said to blow it, but there's a purpose of blowing, and you got to know the purpose. And again, the main reason the Gemara says is to remember Akedat Yitzchak. So obviously we have to know something that happened in Akedat Yitzchak in a different version, what we spoke last week. Excuse me. That to know the Kavanah of the Shofar is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Akedat Yitzchak. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need any reminders. Nevertheless, the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remember something, or he wants us to remind him. That by itself already needs to be explained. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to be reminded about it? What does it mean? Hashem needs me to blow a shofar, and then the Gemara says, I remember the Akedat Yitzchak, and I remember as Avraham Avinu tried to slaughter Yitzchak, and I will consider it like you want to be slaughtered on the altar. It's a very strange statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but again, it's a Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Now, obviously, we have to know exactly what went in Akedat Yitzchak. So here comes the Torah and says, "Vayi achar advarim ha'ele v'elokim nisa et Avraham emel Avraham emreneni." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test Avraham. This is test number 10. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests Avraham. "Yomer kach na levincha et yichidcha asher ahavta et Yitzchak." So comes the Gemara and says like this. When Hashem speaks to Avraham, he tells him, please take your son. So the Gemara says, Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I got two of them. He refers, of course, to Yitzchak and Ishmael Yimach Shemo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, well, the one that he is the only one. So Avraham answered him, well, Yitzchak is the only one for Rivka, and Ishmael Yimach Shemo is the only one for Hagar. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued, Asher Ahavta, that the one you love so much. Then Avraham said, I love both of them. Even though that Ishmael was chased out of the house, even though that Avraham Avinu, so-called, had no relationship with him, after what he tried to kill Yitzchak, doesn't mean anything. He still loves him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Yitzchak, I mean Yitzchak. So it means, instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have told him right away, take Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretched his mind, and so-called played with words, tells him, take your son. Avraham said, I got two. Take the only son. He said, I got two. He says, the one you love, I love both of them. Finally, Hashem said, Yitzchak. He says, why don't you tell him straight? Take Yitzchak. Take Yitzchak. Some Chachamim say it's the opposite. Some Chachamim said, Avraham, you know, why didn't you do the whole thing? Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, tells you, go tell your son. So, of course, Avraham had in that moment, Ruach HaKodesh, he should have taken Ishmael on the spot and slaughtered him, finished. We wouldn't have this problem today. But nevertheless, Avraham Avinu is answering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and again, it's not a joke, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to you, and you really mean it. When Hashem tells you, go take your son, and Avraham Avinu already probably, Ruach HaKodesh, he knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to tell him. So he said, I got two of them, and I love both of them. And for him, it's the same, both of them are the same. Very strange. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it? Now the next step HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'lech lecha l'eretz ha-Moriah, V'alei shom nolad achad ha-Rivash ha-Melecha, as the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him where to go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen, you go over there, and the Gemara says, Avraham doesn't know where he's going to. He has no idea what direction he should take, and the Gemara says that this is one of the tests, it's a test inside the test. The test besides that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to take Yitzchak, he is not telling him where to go. So, I don't understand. I says, this is the test. The test, whatever we understand on the surface right now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go slaughter Yitzchak. So, Agnesh should have told him, take Yitzchak, destination, Yerushalayim, behind the Kotel. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell him Yitzchak. Finally, after he tells him Yitzchak, he tells him, go down there. This is where? Asher Arika. I will show you the way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't you tell him now? He put it on the GPS, he'll get right away. He says, no, I'm going to tell you later. He says, where are you going? I don't know. I'm going towards so-called Yerushalayim. I have no idea where I'm going to. Again, the question is, if the test is Akedat Yitzchak, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give him another test inside this test? He took his two boys, means Eliezer and Ishmael, chopped some wood, took Yitzchak, he's going to the place Hashem told him. For 3 days, says the Torah, he didn't know where is he going to. On the third day, all of a sudden he sees, the Gemara says he sees a cloud hanging or tied up to the mountain, he figure out this is the place. Again, Hashem doesn't tell him that. Even though that Hashem spoke to him, he could have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the place? No. He doesn't ask him. Probably the lion was dead, or what we call in America was roaming. He couldn't get any answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the question is again, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to tell him in the beginning, okay, but now he thinks that's the place. So, how do you know that's the place? Maybe it's the wrong place. Especially what the Gemara says, that on the way, the Satan, the evil part, played with Avraham Avinu. Made him a lake, was no lake. Made him a river, when there was no river. In order to stop Avraham, came, got dressed up like an old man, and spoke to Yitzchak, spoke to Avraham, told him, what nonsense is this? You're going to slaughter your son, you don't believe in God. He says, God would never ask you to do such a thing. He says, what came to you, you old man? You're sick in your head. He goes to Yitzchak. He tells Yitzchak the same, your father is sick in his head. He says, what kind of business to slaughter you? Since when HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts a person as a sacrifice? So again, for 3 days, for 2 days, to be exact, He was playing with Avraham. Now Avraham sees the place from far away. He says, that's the place. He's going over there. And he says, how do you know that's the place? Why don't you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ask him, that's the place you want me to go? No answer. And so he has to figure out by himself, where is the place? It means it's again the test inside the test. That he has to figure out this is the place. Even though the same Satan that played with him and made a river and a lake on the way could have made also a little cloud over there. And he says, what made you decide that this is the place? I don't know. But the Torah tells you, I want to figure out that thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him, pinpoint, where is the place? Very strange. Why not? Why not? Hashem should have told him, listen, go over there to Yerushalayim, behind the Kotel, go slaughter Yitzchak over there. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell him where to go? And on the third day, when he chooses the place, that he thinks that's the place, again, there is no instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thinks that's the place. Maybe it's not the place. ויאמר אברהם אל הרב שהוא לכם פה עם החמור ואני עונה לך עד כל משחק ועליכם. He tells Eliezer, and Ishmael, you stay over here, I'm going with the donkey. With Yitzchak over there, he goes over down, we're coming back. וכך אברהם את עצי העולה, he took the wood that he chopped, וישם את יצחק בנו, he put it on Yitzchak, on his shoulder. וכך את בידו של המחה וחושב נמרדה, and he takes the fire and the knife, they're going together. יאמר יצחק אל אברהם אבי, ויאמר אבי, ויאמר בני יצחק, ask Avram, he has a question to ask him. And I see the wood. So the Gemara says he hid maybe the knife. And it says, Yitzchak wants to know, Vayah Selola, where is the sheep? So he understood that they're going to slaughter something. He said, how do you know they're going to slaughter? How do you know? Abraham, you know, I'm taking you in the park. Abraham told Ishmael and Eliezer that he's going to just to bow down over there. But Yitzchak said, to Avram, I think I know that we're going to sacrifice. How do you know? Who told you? Nobody told you. So he wants to know where the sheep. He says, you know, God should help you find the sheep. If not, I'm going to slaughter you. It's very strange. Very strange situation that Avram tells Yitzchak, listen, we'll try to find the sheep. If we won't find the sheep, you are the sheep. So I have to tell, don't tell him anything. I said, where's the sheep? We're going to find the sheep. So if you want to tell him, tell him. You don't want to tell him, don't tell him. But while he's asking, where's the sheep, you're telling him, if it's not going to be a sheep, you're going to be the sheep. And if it's going to be a sheep, I'm not going to be a sheep. It's not true. You're going to be the sheep anyway. Why are you telling him this? Says the Torah, ויבוא אל מקום אשר אמר לו אלוקים, they came to the place, ויבן שם את המזבח, he built the wood, ויערוך את העצים, ויערכו יצחק, ונו יד בעצם אותו על המזבח מהעצים, he took יצחק, put him on the altar. וישלח אברהם את ידו, ויקח את המחל לשחוב בנו, he takes the knife to slaughter his son, ויקרא לו מלאך השם מן השמיים, an angel called him from השמיים, ויאמר אברהם, אברהם, ויאמר ענני, he says, he called him אברהם, אברהם, I love you. The Gemara says, if it says twice the name of a person in the Torah, it means הקדוש ברוך הוא loves him. Or maybe also means that already he was elevated to a different level of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer, Al Shachat Chalana says, please don't stretch your hand, don't do anything to him. Now I know that you have fear of God. So says, you have to remember, as the Gemara says, this is test number 10. That Avraham Avinu was tested already 9 times by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thrown into the fire, goat from Haran, from Syria to Eretz Israel with no destination. His wife was taken twice. Brit Milah, it says that the man is now 137 years old. It says the Gemara says, 3 years old, he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe 48. It says, but all his life, Avraham, the Rambam says, he used to go from town to town and preach and teach people to believe in God, to believe in Hashem. Says the Gemara, Avraham, says the Rabbah, Avraham, Ivri, Avraham is one against the whole world. The concept of the world was Avodah Zarah, statues, and all kind of disbelief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham is the only one. Running, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, from town to town, having argument, trying to bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is 137. Here at Akedat Yitzchak, Hashem, the angel tells him, Zohar says it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that came as an angel. It tells him, now I know that you have fear of God, you believe in God. Now you know. I mean, this is all my life, that's what I do. You tested me 9 times. That's nothing. Not only that, something Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Abraham before the whole thing started, he said, listen, this is a test. It's a false alarm. It has him open. Until now, every test Abraham Avinu had, he was not prepared for a test. Something happened. Hashem tells him, do it, and let's see if you can do it. Here Hashem came to him, he tells him, you got now a test. Again, first of all, why does Hashem tell him it's a test? Not only that, the Gemara says, that Hashem told him, this is the test, but the value of this test, if you pass this test, you're okay. If you did not pass this test, all the 9 tests that you had before are meaningless. It means, if you have to get a certificate from a school, and you had 10 questions, and 9 you answer right, and 10, even though you say, you know, 10 has more points maybe, but you can't tell me if I did not answer question number 10, I failed the test. Hashem told him, you're a failure. If you're not, I'm telling you, it's a test. But I'm telling you, if you're not going to pass this test, it's a failure. What's a failure? Let's assume the test is to slaughter Yitzchak. So, I couldn't do it. Okay, I couldn't do it. What should I do? I couldn't do it. I can't slaughter my son. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, the Zohar says that in Bet HaMikdash, only the Leviim slaughtered. The Kohanim could not have the courage to take a knife and slaughter a sheep. So the Zohar, all the time, only Leviim, they have more courage, they're more cold-blooded, if we may say in nice words. So they slaughter. Since the Zohar, a Kohen could not take a knife and slaughter. So, a lot of people cannot do it. So, especially your son. I said, what do you expect me to do? To slaughter my own son? This I cannot do. Okay. I can be thrown into the fire. I can do a lot of things. The Gemara says you should know. Don Shushma, the Gemara says, the time the Romans gave us hard time and they wanted us to convert into Christianity. So the Gemara says, to give you life and not to convert to a different religion is, I wouldn't say the word easy, but it is possible. But if they're going to torture you, the Gemara says, and they're going to torture you and torture you and torture you, it's, Gemara said, it's unlikely that everybody will be able to stand up and to accept all the torturing if they torture you. It's a human being. I remember in Yeshiva, the Rabbi Lapian used to describe what happened in Spain. We take it for granted. You say Spain, you know, exiled the Jews from Spain. But before they exiled the Jews, Rabbi Lapian used to describe what happened over there in Spain. They used to have a hot plate in the center of the town. They used to take the Jews and hang them from the top and put the Jew not dressed, and bring him down, stand on the hot plate. So he started to get burned from the bottom of his feet. And they used to ask him, no, are you going to convert? He said, no. So they used to pick him up. Wait, then put him down again until his whole body got burned. That's what the Spanish people used to do to us. And still, a lot of people said we're not going to convert. But the Gemara said it's the hardest thing. If you have so much torturing, to stand the torturing. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Abraham, listen, if you're not going to stand this test, you're a failure. I'm a failure. I can do anything, but I cannot slaughter. I cannot slaughter my son. What do you expect me? You can't expect a father at the age of 100 to have Yitzchak and to slaughter him. So at this I'm sorry. It's not because I don't believe in you. I cannot do it. I just cannot do it. That's to do with belief. I cannot do it. I just can't. My hand will not go. Hashem said this. If you're not going to pass this, the whole thing is. The whole thing is failure. I said, all my life I ran for you. And all my life I try to bring people back to religion, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's worthless. And I telling him, the angel tells me in the name of Hashem, now I know you fear God. He says, now you know. And before you didn't know. You didn't know. Forget about it, I'm a failure, I'm not a failure. Now you're telling me that you know that I believe in God. He said, Abraham at Enam, Abraham picked up his eyes and saw we see the sheep over there. Says the Gemara, really what it means is, not the Torah tells you the sheep is being tangled in his horns in the woods. Says the Gemara, I tell you what it means really. Says the Gemara, what it means is that it's a hint that before Rosh Hashanah, Avram's grandchildren are going to be tangled in the woods with their sins. That's what it means. I said on purpose. So, says the Torah that when Avram actually saw this sheep being tangled in the woods, Avram went and took the sheep. He goes and he sacrificed the sheep instead of Yitzchak. So, big deal. So. What does it mean? What does it mean that, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked you to slaughter your son, and now you found the sheep, he says, you know what, instead of my son, so big deal, so, that's nothing. What is this? So, but it has to tell you this. What the accomplishment? And of course, Baruch Hashem, thank God, instead to slaughter my son, I slaughter a sheep. Okay, so, what do we, the Torah has to say it. It says, what Avraham is going to get a reward for that? So what's the big deal? So, and if he wouldn't, then the Torah says, "Vayikra Avraham Shem Makomo Hashem Yireh Asher Yamir Yomer Hashem Yireh." Comes the Gemara and says that sentence that Avraham Avinu called this place Yireh. What it means? Avraham told Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Listen, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I want to know what's going to happen with my grandchildren if Chas V'Shalom they will not behave according to the laws of Torah." He says, "What I would like for you is Hakadosh Baruch Hu to give them a chance of forgiveness." The Menorah said, this is really what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is all about. The root of these holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, comes from that sentence. Upon the request of Avraham, upon the request of Avraham, that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, this is going to be a Beit HaMikdash, and Beit HaMikdash is going to be a place of forgiveness. And not only that, he continued and asked what will happen. He knows already in his prophecy that Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed? He said, you know what? Then they're going to come and they're going to pray for me, and I remember Kedat Yitzchak. And I remember what you did. Again, on the surface, what it means is, you know, we had a very big grandfather, that the merit of our grandfather goes yearly, every year, as it comes to Rosh Hashanah, as it's remember, what do you remember? As it's what so he did a few thousand years ago. Our grandfather did something that Hashem is going to remember, and Avraham Avinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says, at this moment, Avraham Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enough is enough. Please promise me you're not going to test me anymore. And Hashem said, okay, this is test number 10, last one, no more, finish. It says, who gives you the right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And what are you trying to say? He says, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Or you pray, maybe you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if Hashem wants to test you, he tests you. But you can't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, there are no more tests. What do you mean? Did you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you before, how many times he's going to test you? Hashem never told you how many times he's going to test you. He's going to test you according to his ideas, what you have to be tested with. But now you can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, promise me, don't test me anymore. What do you mean, promise me that? Now the angel came, calls Avraham Avinu, he says, it's true, you know, the name of God, the name of Hashem, I swear to you, he answered, you didn't save your child, blessings, your children multiplied like the stars in the sky, like the sand on the beach, says, you can be able to accomplish against your enemies, everybody's going to be blessed because of you. Because you listen to me. So all of a sudden, again, this is test number 10. It says, the best. Just one second. Chachamim and say like this. Say the shofar, says the Gemara, it's a whole complication with the sound of the shofar. Of course, you remember, the way we blow the shofar, so when we start blowing, the first sound is called tekiah. Tekiah, everybody agrees, it's a straight sound. Now, if you want to imitate it, it's like, that's tekiah. Then, the Torah says we have to blow what's called teruah. Comes the Gemara and says, well, we all got mixed up. That's the way the Rambam writes in his commentary. We don't know exactly what it is. Either teruah means that a sound that comes from our mouth while a person is screaming, yelling, mourning, or it's a sound that comes from the heart. So we don't know what it is. Says the Gemara, says according to Rambam, was a confusion through generations. We lost the heritage. We lost exactly the way they used to blow the shofar. We don't know the sound. So we do both. That's why we have to blow so many and so much in order to compromise or to accomplish, to be sure that at least one of the things that we do is right. But the Rambam says, come that you should know, Hashem never said it, to blow so much in Rosh Hashanah. But, again, it's called Yom Yubava, it's called a day of crying, if I would say the right translation. And the question is, how do you cry? You cry some kind of sounds that comes only from your mouth, or this is like a sigh that comes from your heart. So sounds from it, the shofar, the accomplishment of the shofar, the way the sound comes, it is like a very sad sound. It's either a sad sound that comes from our mouth directly, or it's a sad sound that's like a sigh that comes from our heart. On the contrary, say all the Chachamim, that you should know, the shofar, we say every Friday night, that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, B'chatzotzrot v'kol shofar hariyu lefnei HaMelech Hashem, it says shofar is like a trumpet, it says in Beit HaMikdash, daily, they used to blow the shofar in the morning, and Chachamim say, you know, this is a sound of Mashiach, that's the sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he comes, so is it a sound of, we may say, sadness, that this is what the Gemara says, that was, what it means is like yelling from your mouth or sighing from your heart. On the contrary, on the opposite, the Gemara says, that all the Chachamim say, no, this is a sound of happiness. There's no sound of happiness. So either a sound of happiness or sound of a cry. If sound of happiness, there's no such thing, a sigh from your heart. The Gemara has this, a doubt, how does that sound supposed to sound? Is it from your heart or from your mouth? It says, what's the concept? It says, well, it means that you're very unhappy. I'm not happy. It says in Tzilim, you have to be happy. And one of the Chachamim and others, they ask a contradiction about something else. It says the Gemara, you know, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, it's the first day of Chodesh Tishrei, plus it's a holiday. It's called Bakesel Yom Chagenu. We say Chag Sameach, Chag Sameach. So it means, in a way, it's a happy day. Not only that, Nehemiah and Ezra told them Israel, listen, go eat and drink, and some Chachamim say not allowed to do a Ta'anit, a fest on Rosh Hashanah, because it's really, it's a holiday. It's a holiday, it's considered a holiday. You say Chag Sameach, it says you have to wear nice clothing. It says not only that, the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, Gemara says, that you have to take a haircut before Rosh Hashanah, you have to take a shower, you have to wear clothing not as nice as you wear on a holiday, but nice enough. You cannot come to Bet Knesset with regular clothing. You have to have nice, very nice clothing. Says the Gemara, what do you mean nice clothing? I mean nice clothing? Says the Gemara, well, even though it's a day of judgment, we are the Jews hope for the best, we hope for miracles, and we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make us a miracle, even though it's a day of judgment, we'll be able to survive the judgment, and we'll have a very good year, Shana Tova. He says, you got dressed very nicely, you come to Beit HaKnesset, all shaved, had a haircut, had a shower. He says, well, it's a wedding, it's a court. Can you imagine somebody goes to court? Chas v'shalom, it's a criminal court. Chas v'shalom can be a death penalty. He says, he comes to court all shaved up. He says, he looks like he goes to a wedding. They ask him, what is this about? You know, this is a court. This is a criminal court. He says, I'm going to decide today if you're going to leave. The guy tells the judge, you know, I'm going to have a miracle. What do you mean, a miracle? You have to be serious about it. Come Shulchan Aruch, come the Gemara, and he says, you should know. You should get dressed, nice clothing, have a haircut, go take a shower, come Rosh Hashanah to Beit HaKnesset. He says, it's a day of judgment. I said, it doesn't matter. I'm going to win the case. I'm going to have a miracle. What do you mean miracle? In America, it means what depends what lawyer you have. But what do you mean a miracle? What do you mean? What do you mean the concept of miracle? If you know yourself, and you know how many good things you did, and if you did any bad things, you can be your own judge. You don't need Hashem for this. I says, you know, I'm winning. I'm winning because I know I did all the mitzvot through the year. I hardly did any bad things. Finished. But you can say, I expect a miracle. Comes the Gemara and says, you should get dressed because you should expect a miracle. If I owe the money, I got to pay the money. If I don't know, I don't pay. So no, you might owe, but you're going to get a miracle. I mean, how can you get a miracle? You can rely on a miracle. How can you rely on a miracle? So anyway, so that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says, go get dressed nicely. And some chachamim said, you're not allowed to do ta'anit, you're not to fast in Rosh Hashanah, it's a holiday. On the contrary, it says, the angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, this is the day of singing. Shall we say Hallel? Hashem said, no. How can you say Hallel? It says, this is the day that books of life, and a book of death is open. It says, some people might die. It says, how can you say Hallel? I know it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you say Hallel. I know it's a Chag, but still don't say Hallel. Because the books of life and death is open, and some people might, Chas v'Shalom, be in the book of death, don't say Hallel. So, is it a Chag or not a Chag? He says, if it's a Chag, say Hallel. If it's not a Chag, why you got dressed? And you got dressed very nicely, and Ezra and Nehemiah told them, Israel, go eat at home, go drink. Chedvat Hashem, Yima Uschem, it's a very nice day, it's a holiday, go eat, but we go eat. He just told me that the books of death and life is open. He told me, don't say Hallel, because maybe somebody will die. Somebody will die. He says, can't be happy. Can't be happy. Then you tell me, go home and eat. How can it be? So the Ari says like this. Actually, the Gemara says, it's a machloket when this world was created. Between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, Maseret Rosh Hashanah, if this world was created, the actual world was created on the surface, that's the disagreement. One rabbi said the world was created on Tishrei. One rabbi said the world was created on Nisan. Tam's Rabbi Nutam in Tosfot, Maseret Rosh Hashanah, page 27, I believe, in the Zohar, in Ari, they said there is no contradiction, there's no such thing. What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean don't know where the world was created? Why don't you ask your grandfather, and your grandfather, his grandfather, and until Moshe Rabbeinu, and then we know. What do you mean you don't know? There's no disagreement. What it means is, what do you go by? What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, decided to create this world on Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei. Actual physical creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu postponed 6 months and created it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's no machloket. That's what the Ari said. If somebody's going to ask you, Rosh Hashanah is coming. I say, what is Rosh Hashanah? It's the day of creation. He says, no. It's the day of creation in the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his heart. But not actual physical creation. Hashem waited 6 months to create this world. He says, why did Hashem wait? So the Gemara says the following, a statement like this. It says, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, but he created with the name of Elohim, that's the name of judgment. It means the world is going to run strictly according to the law, no mercy. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, thought about it and decided, no, I don't want to run this world so strict. I would add some mercy in the creation that people should have so-called the benefit of the doubt sometimes. That kindness, this mercy, applies really to the month of Chodesh Nisan. This is the month that we came out of Egypt. This is the month of miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did actually, he pulled from the month of Nisan. That's the month of the miracles, the month of mercy, the month of Hashem's name as Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey appears into creation. But it means like this. Hashem originally in his thought, if we may say, Allah b'machshava, in his thought he wanted to create this world with judgment, it means very strict laws. Eventually he changed his mind and he said, you want to know something? I would add in the creation system some kind of mercy. Actually, says the Gemara, you should know that's really Avraham Avinu himself ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. And that's actually what the Gemara says, what the Shofar does in Rosh Hashanah. It says the Gemara describes what it is in the sky on Rosh Hashanah. It says Hashem has over there, if you may say, a chair. And that chair is called the chair of judgment. And when we blow the Shofar, Hashem, if we may say, says the Gemara, picks himself up from the chair of judgment, and he sits on the chair of mercy. It says, why does Hashem do it? Because the Gemara says, Avraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. After Akedat Yitzchak, Avraham told Hashem, listen, when my grandchildren will stand in front of you in a trial, please do not judge them while you're sitting on the chair of judgment. If you be kind enough, move from the chair of judgment and sit on the chair of mercy. What actually what it means. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know, the month of Nisan, they came out of Egypt, this was the month of miracles. Hashem split Yam Suf, Hashem did Makat Bechorot, Hashem took us out on the eagle's wings, Hashem did for us a lot of things. It says it's called the month of miracle. It says this is miracle comes because Hashem has mercy on you. It says any miracle that happens to a person that says, oh, I had a miracle. What do you mean I had a miracle? It means I should not have had this way. But I have had it. It says, what do you mean you have had it? It means Hashem made a miracle for you. What it means in different word is that Hashem loves you so much and Hashem was very merciful to you. The month of Nisan, when we came out of Egypt, it's the month of mercy. It's the month that Hashem's name appear as a Yud and a Hey, Vav and a Hey, the way we like to visualize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took those miracles and pulled them and applied them to this month, it's Chodesh Tishrei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. But the beginning of the judgment, the beginning of the trial, Hashem sits on the chair of judgment. Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind in the beginning to create this world. Allah b'machshava b'midat hadin. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim. In the beginning, if one of the explanation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with judgment. Bereshit bara Elokim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed also some mercy, some kindness into creation because he saw that people will not be able to stand in front of him if he's going to be so strict to us. But in his mind originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to run this world very strict. No mercy. We did something wrong, you got punished on the spot. There's no such thing, pray to Hashem, begging. No such thing. But since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Avarachamim, by the way, the Ariz says that it's Avarachamim, the numerical value of Avarachamim is the honey. It's Dvash. The word Dvash in Hebrew, the same numerical value of the word Dvash, honey, is Avarachamim, God of Mercy. And it says, you know, our custom on Rosh Hashanah is to dip an apple or the challah in honey. It says we should have a sweet tear. It says, what's behind it? What's behind it? What does it? What do you say with the honey? So it says, what it means, this is the kavanah you should have in your head. It says, Avarachamim means God of Mercy. What it means is, we tell HaKadosh, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, when you created this world, actually you wanted to create it with judgment. But eventually, you mix some mercy. By the way, my grandfather Abraham asked you to do it. He asked you to stand up from the seat that you're sitting on, the seat of judgment, into the seat of mercy. He says, Avarachamim, Father of Mercy, numerical value is honey. Is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, mercy, mercy, mercy. What right you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy? Because Abraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. What right Abraham Avinu had to do it? He said you should know, that's the whole secret. The secret of Akedat Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Abraham Avinu to see what he thinks in his head. He did not tell him in the beginning, go take Yitzchak and slaughter him. He did not tell him in the beginning, go over there to Yerushalayim. Not only did the Gemara says, at the end of Akedat Yitzchak, Hashem told Abraham Avinu, you know, I never thought he should slaughter Yitzchak. Well, the whole test was, in different words, to see what you're thinking. The test is to see what you have in mind. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, take Yitzchak. Abraham should have thought, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want me to take Yitzchak? Tell me to take Yitzchak. Why are you playing with words with me? Take your son, take the only son, take the one you love. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you want me to do? Test me. So Hashem says, listen, I'm going to test you. This is a test now. But I'm telling you what the test is. That test is more important than all the other tests. He says, why? Because that test is to test what you have in mind. What you think in your head. If you have any doubt in your head. He says, Hashem, what do you want me to do? You want me to slaughter the son? Then tell me, go slaughter him. You want to tell me to take him to Yerushalayim? You don't tell him. So go, you go 2 or 3 days, you go, and you're looking for the place. He says, where's the place? He says, oh, maybe it's over here, maybe it's over there. He says, forget about it, I'm going back home. Hashem, you want to slaughter him? Tell me to slaughter him. I slaughter him here. I slaughter my son here. My name is Avram. I do anything you tell me. No, you don't understand. You have to see if one split second you have anything in your head. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world first with the idea so-called that Hashem had a thought in his head. And the thought that Hashem had is to create this world with judgment. Just because we don't behave, and Hashem knew it, Hashem so-called mixed some mercy in the system, in the creation. But actually, Hashem, in his thought, wanted this world to run very strict. By this test, says Dari, that Hashem is testing Avram to see what does he have in mind. He is so-called correcting and helping to correct the way of creation to show Hashem, listen, you know, I am trying to be the best, but I'm telling you now, I would love to do for you anything according to what you thought originally to create this world with so-called a strict path. And that's what Hashem is testing Avram. He's telling him, listen, go over here. I don't tell you where to go. And he says, what Avram should have said? He said, listen, Hashem, I don't believe it. You want me to slaughter him? Tell me who. You want me to go? Tell me where. He says, no. At the beginning, Avram said, okay, listen, I don't say nothing to my son. He says, why with my son? He says, nothing. He says, what are you thinking? Nothing. He says, what do you have? A sheep. And if not a sheep, this. He says, the whole task was on the mind. Again, the mind, says the Gemara, it's called Machshevot Libo Ledovado, is the mind, it's in the heart. It says, this is what it's all about. It says, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It says, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of the thought. It says the day of strictness, the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to run this world. It says he is sitting on the chair of judgment. And it says when we blow the shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks himself and sits on the chair of mercy. It says, but the day itself is a very tough day, says the Ari. It says, the better HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not look at you the first day, because the first day is the day what HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally had in mind to create this world with judgment. It's the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Ari, this is the light day. This is the day of actual miracles. It says, you should expect a miracle. It says, what is the miracle? It says, the Gemara says, Yitzchak Avinu had a miracle. You think it's not a miracle? It says, the Gemara, that Yitzchak, when he saw the knife, already his neshama, his soul flew away from just from fear. It says, then, after the angel spoke to him, to Avraham Avinu, he got back his soul, or maybe a different soul according to the Zohar, and he jumped off the altar, and he said, I had a miracle. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayamitim. So every time you say in Shmoneh, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayamitim, you know what it means? It's a miracle. Yitzchak had a miracle. A miracle. You were dead already. Not because your father slaughtered you, because you saw the knife next to your throat. You died from fear. You lost yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you a miracle. He says, that's the whole idea. He says that we get dressed very nicely for Rosh Hashanah. And he says, sir, it's a court. It's a court, life or death. He says, sir, I'm going to have a miracle. Like my grandfather, Yitzchak had a miracle. Why he had a miracle? Because Avram was thinking right the whole time. He says, never doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never doubted why Hashem is doing this, why Hashem is doing that. Eventually Hashem would tell him, I never had in mind you should slaughter him. This was a test on your thought. It was not test if you're going to do it. Listen, if I would have told you it's a test, it wouldn't be a test. I told you, I'm warning you, it's a test. And I'm telling you, you have to stand on that test, because otherwise you're a failure. I said, why am I a failure? I said, because it's not slaughtering, it's the thinking, what you have in mind. He says, I'm telling you, that's the most important thing, says the Gemara, what you have in mind. He says, a person, if he has in mind to do good things all the time, is half innocent already. But if you don't think like this, so you're already standing in a trial, the trial of judgment. He says, on one way, he says, this is Rosh Hashanah, it's a day of judgment. He says, no halel. So you don't say halel. Why don't you say halel? Because actually this is a day of judgment. On the other hand, it's a day of mercy. Can happen a miracle, like happened to Yitzchak Avinu. He jumped off the altar alive. What do you mean? He was dead already. Hashem revived him. He says, okay, you know, there's a book of death, there's a book of life. You know, I can be in the book of death, but I can revive myself. I can jump off the altar. He says, if you thought 100% with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what counts. He says, why? Because actually, if you thought 100%, it means that you are so-called helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu to run this world according to his thoughts, not just according to the behavior of the people. And therefore, that's the last test, the most important test. They said, that's HaKadat Yitzchak, and that's actually what the holiday, what Rosh Hashanah is all about. It says, Zechariah Nechemiah said, it said, don't do Tani, you don't understand. It's nothing to do with being unhappy. It's a day of court, true. But you survive it. You survive it if your thoughts are right, like Hashem made a miracle to Avraham. And that's what Avraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu after HaKadat Yitzchak. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I'm begging you. One thing I lack you, please, to do it for me. It says, no more tests. What do you mean, no more tests? It says, this is the accomplishment that I did, should carry the world until Mashiach comes. It means, I never thought. And actually, Avraham told it to Hashem openly. It says, when you told me to go take my son, I could have had in my head a question to ask you. It says, what you want from me? You gave me a son, you promised me so many times, now you're telling me to slaughter him? I never even thought this thought. So Avraham actually corrected his mind. But again, it's not the mind, it's the heart, says the Gemara. A person thinks in his heart. And that's what the Gemara says, you should know, the shofar is the same concept, it's no contradiction. There are two sides for the shofar, there are two sides for the holiday. It says, actually, shofar, says David HaMelech HaTehilim, it's a happy thing. Go blow shofar, the blue shofar every day in Beit HaMikdash. A shofar is a very happy thing. But on Rosh Hashanah, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu something else. We know that actually today, Rosh Hashanah, is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mind wanted to create this world with judgment. It says, the shofar, we make the sounds of mourning, of crying, because that's what it's all about. It's the day that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a little bit upset, if we may say, that he could not deliver his state to the union, to the people. Listen, I'm here to create this world with a strict law. No. He didn't want to do it. He said he was afraid nobody would be able to stand it. So the shofar, in a way, reminds us what Hashem really wanted this world to run by. Actually, whoever really accomplished it was Avraham Avinu. That he never had a thought in his head of a doubt in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that he ran from town to town, the way the Rambam writes, and convert and convince people to believe in God. He actually, in his head, he was so sure about it, never had a doubt in his mind about anything. He says, this was the last test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test him, but it's only a question to the mind of a person to see what, if the person has any kind of thoughts. If you don't have any kind of thoughts, and you have the 100% belief in your heart in HaKadosh Baruch Hu without no thoughts, it means you are accomplishing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the world that he created with mercy will be the world of judgment and mercy together, because you accomplished it by thinking right all the time. That's what the Gemara says, thinking bad is sometimes worse than doing bad things. Because what it means is, thinking bad, it means you're doing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of running this world with mercy, because Hashem knew you won't be able to do it. Avraham Avinu, in his head all the time, tried to correct it. That constantly this world should run the way Hashem had it in mind originally on creation, with thought of strict path. And that is the same comparison to a shofar and the holiday. It's partially happiness, partially strict. This should have it when you blow the shofar. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to us, you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I remember Akedat Yitzchak. What do you mean you remember? Hashem doesn't have to remember. No, Hashem wants to tell us like this. I remember what I promised Abraham after Akedat Yitzchak. What I promised him, that I'll judge you with mercy. He says, why? Because your thoughts are with me all the time. That's what the Rambam says. That's what Shofar accomplished. Because Teshuvah, to regret from our bad things, is in our heart. It says, Teshuvah is balev. It says, Vishav levavo. He says, Umal Hashem et levavcha et levav zarecha. Says, Ari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to make us do Teshuvah, to regret. The Rashi Tevot of et levavcha et levav zarecha is Elul. Chodesh Elul is the month of Teshuvah. What do you mean, month of Teshuvah? It means we want to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the original idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had in his mind, that he should run the world very strictly. I said, I'm sorry what I did, but my thoughts are clear today. So the shofar really actually clears our thoughts, says the Rambam in his commentary. It says, when we hear the shofar, I said, what do you want? I said, I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. I said, okay, this is the accomplishment Avraham Avinu had when he took Yitzchak. He wants to do what Hashem wants. He does not doubt it. He doesn't think about it. He says, the accomplishment was done. And therefore, an angel came and gave him all the blessings. And then the Torah says, that actually, Avraham Avinu saw the sheep. He took the sheep. He slaughtered the sheep instead of Yitzchak. He said, well, what do you mean? He said, the same thought that I had in my mind, that I really want to slaughter my son, I slaughtered the sheep. It means I accomplished thinking right all the time. It says, I go slaughter a sheep. It says, the idea is my head is the same thing. Hashem told me to slaughter, I'm ready to slaughter. It says, I have no doubt, how come I'm going to slaughter my own son? It says, no, if Hashem tells me something, I don't doubt him. It says, the accomplishment of not doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accomplishing the original thought of Hashem. So actually what we do is, we're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu to achieve His original thought by us telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our thoughts are with you. And that's what he said, that's what the Rabbi Sadia Gaon would say, and the Shofar does it. The Shofar makes your mind straight, make your heart straight. And that's what the angel tells Avraham, that Hashem tells him, now I know, after test number 10, now I know that you believe in God, you have fear of God. He says, now you know, but before you didn't know. 9 tests is not enough. Me going around and convincing the whole world is not, no, you don't understand. The whole time, what you did is you show you believe in God. Now you show the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you believe in your thoughts, and nothing would move you. It means you're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu running this world so-called strictly. And that's what the Rizk says, you know, when Mashiach will come, Rabbi Amen, Amen, the world is going to run on the path of what's called strict path. No mercy. Atah Gibor Olam Hashem, says the Rizk, Bet Shammai. It says now, it says Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai is strict, Bet Hillel is mercy. So now we say Al-Hakki Bet Hillel. Mashiach will come, says the Gemara, says the Ari, says Zohar Alcha Bet Shammai. It says very strict path. It says that's the way you have to do, and you got to do it right. It says it's going to be no compromising. It says you do it right, you did it right. You didn't do it right, failure. It says this was the original thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world actually physically on Chodesh Nisan. It means the month of miracle with mercy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mind wanted to create this world with judgment, very strict world. Hashem, so-called, at the end, decided to have mercy. But when Mashiach will come, it's going to be strict again. It says, Rosh Hashanah is the day of Mashiach. It's the day Mashiach will come. It says, Vitala Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shofar. It says, what's Shofar? Shofar is to clear that I should have my mind straight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way he thought, the way I want. He wanted to run this world like Bet Shammai. Strict? Fine. Strict. It says, no more mercy, no more kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to behave 100%. It says, no excuses, Hashem, okay, I did the mistake, forgive me. No such thing, forgive him. It says you have to have the line of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your thought. And that's what Abraham Avin said. You say, I have to slaughter my son, I slaughter him. It says, why? I don't ask why. It's not my business, I don't want to know. It says, why? Because the thoughts have to be clearly attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in so-called the original idea that Hashem had in his heart. It says to create this world very straight, strict. It says Rosh Hashanah, that's the day we should ask for Mashiach to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that path. So again, it says the first day of Rosh Hashanah is very strict. Ari says, listen, you don't try to be on the first line to be judged because it's too strict. But you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hear the Shofar, I would like to be from now on this path. This path that you had in mind. You judge me on actual things that I did on the second day, I didn't have in mind. But today, original day of Rosh Hashanah, that's I accept on myself via the Shofar to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of creation in the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He wanted to run this world. And then what the Gemara says, when Satan will hear it, it says he knows Mashiach is coming, Rabbi Amin. Next week, the lecture is Monday as well. And then 2 weeks, the lecture is Monday again.